Hi, welcome to the Wake Up Summit. Feel your passion, live your purpose, love your life. Welcome everyone to the Wake Up Summit. We're thrilled you've joined the conversation about how to fill your life with unlimited joy, abundance, passion, creativity, and prosperity. I'm delighted to introduce our speaker today, Joy Adele Hemphill of Resonate with Joy. Joy is a facilitator, guide, and crystalline conduit. Accessing her own mastery, higher levels, archangels, ascended masters, and star nations, she brings through the perfect crystalline frequencies required to transform your worries and concerns and whatever is holding you back. She assists with activations, amplifications, and initiations, facilitating powerful life-altering changes at a vibrational level, empowering you to move forward in life. With intuitive insights and energetic shifts, Joy assists your optimal health and wellness in all levels: physical, mental, emotional well-being, finances, relationships, family, spiritual awakening, and so much more. Clairvoyant and clairsentient, she is able to see, sense, and feel what is happening multidimensionally and creates a vibrational foundation to dissolve your conflicts and build your life anew. Whether in person, by phone, MP3s, or teleconferences, Joy's passion, integrity, and compassion highlight your experience. You can learn more at www.resonatewithjoy.com. Make sure that you listen all the way until the end of this call to hear about the special bonus gift Joy has for you. Welcome, Joy. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Elle. I'm doing lovely. My voice is not 100%, but I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Absolutely. You know what? One of the things that I've always admired about you is how perky you are, how bright-lighted you are. I felt that in person. I can feel it on the phone call. I just know that your light, your radiance is always going to shine through anyway, so everything is going to be absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. I love that. And how true. Our essence shines regardless.
Always. And so with you, you know, that is definitely one of the things that I've noticed about you. I remember our last tea time that we met, you were, when I walked into the coffee shop, this really bright light. And, you know, I had so much fun with you. There was a lot of laughter. There was a lot of joy. As we're sorting out our project to do this telesummit together, I mean, that amount of laughter and humor in such a situation that could, you know, take any format, really, that you chose to make it with such humor. I mean, I really love how you embody the stuff that you teach, and I'm curious about your story and how you woke up, how you managed to work into being this magnificent light being.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's see. I think things really started to shift for me back in the late 90s. I was in full gear in a career as a behavioral consultant supporting people with autism. And I found that I started to notice all of these physical and emotional symptoms going on. And what I realized now was that I was going through, the body was going through this massive purging of old energies and emotions and limitations that had been anchored in the body. And so, of course, I was doing a lot of what the medical perspective was, that I had a movement disorder. So my arms would jerk and my head would fly back and lots of physical jerking as things were clearing and releasing. All these old densities and limitations were clearing energetically from my physical body, as well as I was noticing there was a lot of, you know, fear and anxiety and depression and things like that were feeling overwhelmed. A lot of those kinds of symptomologies were really what was happening, was all of this that had been held in the body was releasing as my vibrational levels were increasing. And so at that point, I thought, oh, okay, I need to learn more about what's going on for me here. So I started reading and everything I could get my hands on about metaphysical, mystical experiences and energy healing and the great masters who have been on the earth and their beautiful messages that they have given to humanity. And as I was going through so much of the reading, I found that naturally, I was also being just guided in my life to connect with all these wonderful people that became my next step for what I needed to learn or what I needed to absorb or vibrationally be attuned to take me to my next level of consciousness. And so I found myself connecting with a Reiki master, and I became a Reiki master and teacher. And that was the very first conscious connection I had with these beautiful divine energies that flow through us and emanate through us, and that is actually our true presence and essence. And from there, of course, at that point, I knew all was well and I knew I was home, because it really was the most tangible way that I had come across to fully express this divine essence that is my true self and this lightness of being. And so from there, after being attuned to that particular band of frequencies, the Reiki attunement, I moved on and learned about pranic healing and other kinds of modalities. I learned about Egyptian numerology. I was fascinated by cell memory and the fact that the body takes on the traumas, the emotions, the experiences of lifetimes, and it's held within the physical form and affects us, not always consciously. So much of what we're affected by is at that subconscious level. And so I was continuing my journey and meeting different light workers, and with the cellular memory, at that time I decided to become a clinical hypnotherapist, and I was really focused on doing past life regression, which was a wonderful conduit for actually accessing past lives and the Akashic records and making facilitating changes in that way. Carrying on. So basically what I'm saying is that I kept on being guided and led to that next person that would take me to a new level of awareness and consciousness. And as I was clearing out a lot of the debris that the body was holding on to and a lot of the limitation, as my vibrational set point for the amount of frequencies that I was able to hold within the body, this is what I found, that I was at a certain point finally able to let go of following a particular modality for energetic work and vibrational shifts, and I was really beginning to access my higher levels, that higher true divine aspect of yourself that is just so expansive. And so there came a time when I was able to let go of the rest of the modalities, and I was bringing through my own higher intuitive knowledge and expertise. I was able to, at that point, because the vibrational shifts had happened so at such a level that my own divine abilities and innate gifts started to wake up, the clairsentience, the clairvoyance, telepathic connection. So these are all the things that I just started, the energies just started flowing through me, and the abilities awakened to the point where I could just get out of the way of the mind, let the ego go, and be a pure, pristine, crystalline conduit for these transformational energies. And so that's a little bit of the story. Very.
Yes, sort of.
I could go on.
So much. Yes. Well, you know what? You have done so much amazing work. I mean, it's really great to understand the different mastery because I think it makes people trust you more. You know, they know that you're going to be able to meet them with whatever different needs that they have and all the different ways that they need to expand their consciousness. I think being able to get into those nooks and crannies is really going to allow you to serve your clients to that next deeper level. And, you know, personally, I can really feel that ability coming from you. I think it's an absolutely wonderful thing. And to be able to share in that life story with you is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
I'm curious. So you have this wide range of modalities. You have all these different capabilities. Who do you choose to work with? Who do you want to help wake up in this world and in your communities?
Well, you know, just as I was guided and steered toward the next person who would support me in, you know, raising my consciousness and going to my next level of aha and conscious awakening, I'm finding that people just show up. People who meet me or hear of me through, I've been, you know, I have a meetup group, Resonate with Joy meetup group. I've been also on News for the Soul radio where I was taking callers. We have that in common, Elle. And various, I've led different teleconference series. So I find that when people do connect with me, either over the radio or through different in-person events, or just as I go through my daily life, there is a recognition that they've been guided to be there right in front of me, and they find that there's a recognition and a knowing that this is someone that I want to know more about. And so invariably we begin a conversation, and that's how the connections are made.
That's really wonderful that you go with the flow and you're trusting the universe and that all these wonderful people are coming to see you. I am curious, with the wide range of people that you do have coming to you, how do you wake them up because they're also individual?
Well, what I basically do is when someone has asked for assistance, I can, you know, either in person or over the phone or even sending, connecting with their energetic presence remotely, I tune into them. And whatever, funnily enough, whatever needs to shift and change is what I'm able to tune into. Now, sometimes people will request, oh, I need help with my marriage, or oh, my finances are really having a difficult time. I don't have a job right now, or I just, you know, I've got all these worries and concerns, or I've got this physical health problem. So there may be something very specific that they may ask for. But typically what I find is that when I tune in, I'm shown and led to the priority areas where things need to shift. And this can be within the energetic field. It can be held within the actual physical body. Because what happens, Elle, is that as we go about our life and our lifetimes, all of our experiences, all of those emotional traumas, the limiting beliefs and our personality traits, everything we've ever believed to be true about ourselves, and very often limiting beliefs about ourselves, these are all anchored within the physical body. They're actual packages of consciousness that are affecting us. So all of those beliefs around, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable enough, I'm not capable enough, or you know, what about this, what about that, all of those things, they're actually held within the physical body as well as multidimensionally within the Akashic records, within cellular memory. So what I typically do is I find that I'm tuning into the person, I can actually see where the blockages are within the physical body, Or I might be actually working within the DNA and rewriting and shifting the DNA at that level, or working within the ancestral lines and the lineages of limitation and beliefs that are in the way that have been passed down over generation and generation. So there's a multiplicity of things that are going on. Very often I'll feel and sense the emotional traumas that are happening, and what happens, Elle, is that the perfect vibrational frequencies actually come through my hands. It often will come through my voice as well, because my voice will sometimes I'll speak light, what I call light language, very rapid words, sounds, and tones. And so between the light and the sound, the perfect frequencies are coming through to do whatever is necessary. So very often it's clearing out these difficult conflicts that are happening. And as these conflicts are cleared out, it's amazing how the body can begin to just regenerate itself. And people feel lighter and are able to express more in their life. So that's what's typically happening, is the vibrational frequencies are coming in and doing exactly what is needed for the person, often for their highest good, but either spontaneously or as a request from the person themselves.
That's absolutely beautiful, because, I think we've all attended those seminars where we're listening to the speakers, and, some of us, we're like that, I'm like that, where our voices cause shifts in the clients, but sometimes, you do want that extra little tweaking. So it's wonderful that you have different ways to be able to do that. I am curious, you talk about energetic work, you talk about making those vibrational shifts, and we also hear a lot outside in the rest of the spiritual world about positive thinking and affirmations. What does energetic work and vibrational shifts really do within the body, in terms of, how do they differ from using positive thinking and affirmations?
Well, what's happening is positive thinking and affirmations are beautiful, and we need to honor them. But typically what's happening is that when we're in the mental levels, when the mind is thinking, okay, I need to, I am lovable, I am open to the abundance of financial flow. The mind is deciding and making that change. And when we're working within the mind, we're working within the egoic matrix. And the egoic matrix has all of that limitation of, it's still a box and a limitation, as opposed to when you shift out of the head, move into that stillness of the heart where you can access the full divinity, the vibrational level of the mind is at a much, much lower vibrational rate than when you're accessing that divine flow. And so that's the difference. That's why when you're working with energetics in this way, the vibrational shifts can make a difference on multidimensional levels, and so thousands and thousands of times faster than working within the constraints of the egoic mind. Because very often also the egoic mind doesn't, number one, you're vibrating at a much lower level. And number two, there's also the constriction of the ego thinking that it has all of the answers, but it actually hasn't even perceived what is potentially even possible. It hasn't even contemplated the potential of divinity. So that's the difference.
Yes, that's
very true.
Does that
make sense?
Absolutely. That is a really wonderful way to explain it. I am curious, though, you were talking about the vibrational shifts in divinity. How do the vibrational shifts connect you more to source, to connect you more to your own divinity? What happens during that process?
Well, what we find is that typically, as people are going about their day, the majority of humanity, you know, especially those who have not consciously, you know, they have not consciously woken up. But even within the community of people, you know, the awake community, we're still very often locked in our heads and thinking, and the egoic mind is still running the show, and the subconscious is still running the show. And so, you know, 80% of what we do in our life is run by the subconscious mind or the Akashic record realms, all of the experiences that we've ever held and believed in our past lives. So when we do vibrational shift work, the frequencies are at a level which can collapse and dissolve energetically all of those emotional traumas, all of those limiting beliefs, all of those core limitations that are holding you back that you aren't even aware of because they're not in your conscious awareness. So things like, you know, all of the past life experiences, and also you're affecting the genetics. Your genetics are also waking up and activating and being initiated. And so there are genetics that are connected to our divine abilities and our divine consciousness and our divine our awakening journey. So as we increase our vibrational levels, and that's what energetic vibrational work does, is that it supports you in collapsing all that denser stuff so that your vibrational set point can raise to a new level. And the more you keep doing, the higher, the next you get to that next vibrational level, the next vibrational level. And as we're doing that, the beauty of that is those vibrational levels activate the DNA, activate our conscious awakening, and activate our connections to divinity, activate our awareness of all the beautiful, divine, multidimensional realms that are around us and all of our beautiful innate abilities like the clairvoyance, the clairsentience, the clairaudience, the connecting with the angelic realms and the ascended master realms. So it's all about the raising of your vibrational levels, collapsing out all of this egoic matrix, all of this limitation, and bringing in more of your true divine self into the physical body so that you can have that next level of conscious awakening.
That's a lot of work. I mean, that is so much happening on the energetic level. I can't help but think that, you know, we've got to be feeling that physically when all of this work happens. How do your clients usually feel when they're experiencing your energy work, and how do they usually feel after?
You know, it really is very individual. Everyone feels and experiences energetic work in so many different ways. Most people feel very calm, very relaxed, because so much of the mental clutter and the emotional debris that's hanging out in their energy field, all of that has been dissolved. And so where they end up feeling much more of their true presence, that lightness of being, you know, they feel much lighter because so much of those heavier, denser energies have been dissolved. So that's one thing. Another thing is people who are very sensitive to energy, they can actually feel the energies coming in and things moving out from the different body levels, from the chakras. Many people experience physical pains dissipating. I had one client who came in. She had been having headaches for like 6 months, straight. It was a really long time, and we sat down and I did some energetic work, and a lot of the energetic work was within the head area. By the end of the session, the headaches were gone, and they never came back. So a lot, you know, the cessation of physical pain can be part of that. Other people I've noticed have been able to, they found that they're, like one fella, he had this full-blown expansionary experience where he said, Joy, we were gone for hours. because of course when you're working in this level, there's no time and space. So you've moved totally beyond polarity. You've moved beyond duality. You're in that unified field of all there is. And he had that full-blown expansionary experience of feeling himself as being full particles of light.
Wow.
And he was also another time able to tap into and was seeing the visions of the past lives as they were dissolving and leaving his energetic signature. So there's just a whole range of things that are going on. And basically what it is that, you know, we're going in, for a lot of people it's about how can I feel more joy in this life? How can I get that job that I really want? How can I, you know, find my purpose or just this relationship? Gosh, I wish my husband and I were getting on better, or my family. So it really is, it's moving in, connecting and tuning into the dear one, finding where the blockages are, what needs to be cleared out so that all of so that more of their true presence can be there. And then it's amazing to see what starts falling into place for them.
Yes, because, I mean, all that physical work, I mean, you have the relief, you have those feelings of joy come up. I mean, that must impact relationships and situations around them so much, just from the sheer change of mood, the new perspective that they've gained from releasing all the old different ways of being that don't serve. How do you find that your clients go out into life after a session with you?
Well, it's so interesting because I'll get the feedback, you know. I mean, one fellow came in and he'd been out of work for 2 years, and his focus was, look, I need a job, you know. And I find out that 2 weeks later he's been offered 2 jobs, one in his field of expertise and another in another area of assisting humanity. So it's amazing that when the egoic structures, when these barriers, when these limitations are dissolved, then it's like the universe, you're more open to express yourself, you're more open to be present, and the universe can then do its part in bringing to you what it is. Your higher levels know exactly what it is that's going to take you into a further joyful life. And it's a matter of, you know, getting all of these egoic, like I said, all of our emotional traumas that we've held on to. And every experience you've ever had is still operating in the, you know, as bits of consciousness within the body. And as these are dissolved, it's just amazing how it's like getting all of that out of the way so that your true expression can happen and you're able to be more in your lightness of being, more present, and you know, it really is accessing, more able to access the joy in life and the beauty of life. And just, you know, things becoming happier and more.
It must also as well, you know, enable people, like, to support them to being more in contact with the divine in a way that they can feel.
Well, this is absolutely true, because what we're doing is raising our vibrational set point, and as we're doing that, we're actively turning on the light codes that are held within our DNA that have to do with the waking up process and levels of consciousness. And part of that is not only accessing your own true divine self and experiencing that while you're in a body here on the planet, but you're also now being open to be available to start healing and experiencing all of our beautiful divine family, you know, the angels, the archangels, the ascended masters, the beautiful star nations. They're all here and ready to support us as we raise our vibrational levels and become more open to knowing that they're there, for one thing, as well as then experiencing their presence. So this is what it is, and what I'm finding is that, you know, people talk about, oh, different dimensions and, oh, the archangelic realms. What it is really is truly different levels of vibration. So, you know, it's a different vibrational expression and presence. You know, the archangelic realm has it, you know, each of the archangelic presences have their own unique vibrational essence, as well, same with the ascended masters. You know, they have their own unique presence, and it's an experiential thing where you're feeling and experiencing that level of expression. And so when you talk about, you know, and they are all residing on different, what we would call different dimensions. It really comes down to, it just means different levels of experience of vibration.
I get the sense, you know, as, go ahead.
I was just going to say, did that answer your question? I find that I'll go off on tangents, but...
You know what? I'm the exact same way, and personally, I mean, I love it because, you know, I'm listening to you. As you're talking about becoming more in tune with our divine nature and stuff like that, I got this vision of being up above the world and being able to look down on it. You know that peace that you have from bearing witness, you know, being of the world or being able to see the world and interact with it, but having that peace that comes from being healthily detached and just being able to bear witness to everything that's going on. I really get that with your work. One could really have a sense of peace about being able to do the work on a planet from a much different viewpoint than they would have solely by working on the Earth plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, it's all about breaking. I mean, here's another thing that I wanted to just also just share, is that all of this whole thing of waking up and people, you know, accessing higher levels of consciousness, the whole planet is waking up. Everyone on the planet is going through this process of waking up. It is happening absolutely beautifully and naturally for everyone and everything on the planet, because everyone and everything on the planet is made up of particles of consciousness. And so the waves of energies that are naturally coming in and coming into the planet are doing this job, if you want to call it, you know, this function of the ascension, waking up. It's all happening beautifully and naturally according to where each and every person is on their particular journey. What I find is that as people do become more consciously aware, there are those, especially those who have been the light workers, the way showers, the forerunners, those who have been the catalyst, there's that group who are fascinated and have that pull that, yes, I'm ready for more, bring it on, I'm ready for a quantum leap, I'm ready for that next level. And those are the people who typically end up connecting with an energetic practitioner, or, you know, as I was led to each person, to each person, to each person, until I've finally at this place where I'm just fully a conduit in my own right, having made those connections, that each person will be guided to that next person, whether it's an energy practitioner or a mentor or in whatever discipline feels right to them in that moment. But typically, the people who are fascinated by the energetic work are the people who are wanting to fast-track this whole process. So, like I said, it's happening naturally for everyone on the planet, but there's a whole bunch of us out there who want to fast-track. And that's yes. how energetic vibrational shifts can really, really start collapsing the whole egoic matrix so that you can really come into your own and experience your divinity while you're here and enjoying your life.
Yes, well, I'm a huge fan of the fast track. I would love it if you would share with us today an exercise, like if you would show off your stuff to us and let us see what it is and it feels like to have that process fast tracked within us. And, you know, I know you're a very intuitive person, that you work in different modalities. If you'd like to also give us an example of, you know, what it is that you think we would be served by, or what it is that you would like to show us during your energy work, I'd love to see some examples and some have some of this experience of your work.
Well, I'll just tune in. I know that one of the biggest challenges for most people is that this idea of, you know, getting out of the head. People get locked into their concerns and their worries and their everyday life, and it's very difficult to break energy with that and move back into the heart and into that still place. You know, the heart level is that still point. It's a point of neutrality where you can, from there, access the divine presence. And so this is one of the things that I would love to be able to share. We'll go through a guided practice for that. But even before going into that, I think that it's something that everyone can very easily do for themselves, literally, is by just focusing on some part of the body, even. Whether I personally love the heart level because, like I said, that's that still point. But, you know, even if you were to focus on the palms of the hands, you know, and as soon as you start noticing and just what's happening there, what does that feel like, what is that sense that's happening there? Is it tingly? Is it warm? Is it, you know, throbbing as the energy? And as soon as you do that, you as this conscious creator has already started to, you've broken energy from the egoic matrix, from the mind level, and you're present with what it is you're noticing with the palms. And very often those palm chakras will start to open up and the energy will start to flow just from your taking your awareness and your attention to it and going, noticing what's there. So whether it's the palm of your hands or whether it's the center of the heart, that's a beautiful practice that you can do for yourself at any time. And then, of course, there's also taking that deep breath, which, again, especially if you're stressed, you know, sometimes it's the simplest things. That deep breath, it really does, it activates the biochemistry that sends out the biochemistry for calm throughout the body. Those, you know, when you're taking that deeper breath, the shallow breaths is what activates the biochemistry for stress. and for, you know, fight or flight. So that's why the deep breath is always such a calming factor, because it literally is setting off the biochemistry. So I wanted to share that. But what we'll do now is perhaps just do a guided practice to support people in connecting with the heart and getting out of the head. How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely wonderful.
All right. So, again, I never know exactly what's going to happen because, you know, I just get my mind out of the way and let the knowing flow. So, everyone just take a deep breath and let it out. And focus your awareness at the heart level. And there's a part of you that knows exactly where to go and exactly where this is, that beautiful portal of divinity, that still point of neutrality. The mind may be questioning, but that thought will just drift away, and you can watch it as it drifts away. And then you can move back into that center point of the heart, where this beautiful blue jewel of the heart resides. It really is a portal for entry into your true presence. Shona te sientaya koshanta te siat koshanna mokwaya koshanteya. Mi sinto che sono qua, che è chissà, che è qua, che è qua, che è qua, che è qua, che è qua. And these are just frequencies that are supporting the opening of the heart level, the heart chakra. And you, as creator, can give yourself the go-ahead to fully open the heart level now. Shante, shante, shante. Beautiful. Collapsing any of the debris that is being held within the chakra or the physical body in the level, or shante. And as that continues opening, we can raise our awareness to the throat level, opening beautifully. Collapsing all of the limitation and debris, shante. Raising again up to the pineal and pituitary. We'll call this the third eye area. Now activating and awakening the eye and pineal and pituitary area. Kushyanti kase tukusanti kata akashyate. Nichi kasanti kata akashyata akashyanti kata ikita. Mukwashi kasanti kata akashyata. Beautiful organs of divinity are lighting up into their crystalline potential. Mushyante, mushyante. As you take your awareness now up through the crown, the top of the head, you are opening now fully the crown level. Opening beautiful, beautiful portal. As you do so, the openings from the heart up through the crown exponentially expanding. Now you can take your consciousness and take your awareness up through the mass collective, past the astral planes, all the way up to the sun. It doesn't take work, it doesn't take anything. You absolutely know exactly where and how to do this. Connecting with the sun. Experiencing the beauty of your presence, divine presence, within particles of light and divinity that express up through the sun. Into creating consciousness. full expansion. Golden tone. Your essence. You can bring beautiful, vibrant essences of your tone down from the sun, down through the astral levels, through the mass collective, all the way down, so that it is completely enveloping the whole of your energy field in a 300-foot radius, completely dissolving everything within the energetic field, completely dissolving all limitation, all of the magnetics, the egoic presence, bringing these tones and frequencies of light down through the crown into the physical body, waking up, lighting up every cell as it moves through the head, the neck, the shoulders, down the arms and out the hands. Beautiful presence lighting up and emanating through every particle of your being, every cell in your body radiating out, collapsing all of the beautiful densities that have been held there that are no longer necessary, no longer holding you back. Torso, down, full energetic frequency now, emanating up and down the spine and radiating out through all of the physicality. Lights up and vibrates every particle of your being, every cell, every subatomic and atomic, subatomic particle spinning faster, vibrating faster, collapsing and disintegrating all limitation that is no longer serving your highest good. You out into the world, out into all of humanity, sharing your presence, joy and beauty of just being here in your natural lightness of being. There we go. All right.
Wow, that was incredible, Joy. I mean, that one alone is totally worth buying the recordings for. Oh my God, that was absolutely amazing.
Isn't it beautiful when we actually, and everyone can do this for yourself. You know, you are creator incarnate. It's only the mind and the limitation of the mind and the egoic and all this stuff that we've been taught about who we are and what we are and what we can and can't do. All of that is collapsing to allow you, your essence and your presence, to be fully expressed in your physical form. And as you're here in this body, enjoying this lifetime. And so you are creator incarnate, and you are powerful. And just watch as you practice this for yourself. You know, watch as things light up and things expand and opportunities present in your life. It's just amazing, Al, how this works and how, it, you know, as we get the mind out of the way and we go into that stillness and we let the universe and our higher levels take command and be supporting and assisting us. It's just amazing. Just amazing. I get overwhelmed at times at how beautiful it is. And that's the other thing, you know, when you go into the quieting of the mind and meditating and into this expanded place, call in your soul, your beautiful divine family. Call in your angels and the ascended masters and the archangels and the star nations. They're there. They're waiting for you to welcome them in and just experience what it feels like. You know, this was one of the practices that I did, Elle, when I was on my journey, as I realized that I was connecting to these different vibrational presences. It's like, oh, and who are you? You know, and it would be the Buddha, or it would be the Christ, or it would be the Pleiadians, or it would be Archangel Michael, you know, whomever. You know, and they all have their unique vibrational expression and feel and presence. And they are there. They are there absolutely at all times, but they are able to do so much more with you and for you as you connect to your own divinity and welcome them in. And they're wanting to be honoring you as well. It's not that they're way up here and we're way down there. They are present and walking beside us, side by side. When I am doing this kind of energetic assistance for people, my higher levels come through, and all of the divine family is also present, and whomever needs to come through for the client are the ones who come through, and they are beside me and supporting and facilitating this whole vibrational energetic shifting as well. So it's this beautiful dance and collaboration with the divine. You are being just as honored as we honor them. You know, it's a beautiful it's a beautiful dance and connection and communion.
It really is. I mean, I'm a little bit speechless here. I'm still coming down, so to speak, because, I mean, wow. I mean, I've done a lot of work. I mean, you've done a lot of work. A lot of us have done, you know, a lot of our own processes. But then sometimes, you know, you hit that one where it's like, wow. And, you know, you're really feeling the effects, really, I mean, the things that were, you know, being transformed and coming up was incredibly powerful. You know, I'm partly an olfactory intuitive, but I'll tell you, it's the first time I've ever had, you know, those kinds of sensations coming up through a process that has been through somebody else's. So thank you for that. It's absolutely incredible.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I just love assisting, and this is my passion. This is absolutely why I'm here, to help, to assist, to transform, to accelerate your journey, and it's what I love to do, and yeah, it's like, okay, bring it on, let's go.
Absolutely. And, you know, you sound like one of those people who actually genuinely enjoys doing this, which I think makes all the difference in the world as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It truly does. And when you're in that divine flow and everything, you've got this beautiful, this is the other thing, you've got this beautiful balance of expression and reception. And I think that's another area where a lot of people get caught up, because a lot of times, you know, because of what's been happening or what's been taught or different things that we've experienced, very often, and this is also with light workers as well, very often it is so easy to give and to express and to assist others, but there needs to be a balance in the ability to be able to receive. This is, and very often it's very difficult for people to receive, and a lot of what gets in the way are all a lot of these egoic beliefs and experiences and traumas that have gone by over eons of lifetimes, especially, you know, the safety survival things, the pushing away of everywhere where we've felt threatened or unsafe, or where we've been persecuted, especially as light workers. All of those particles of consciousness are still there pushing away that receptivity. And so this is another area where energetic vibrational shifts can really help to accelerate, so that you are not just expressing, but you are in balance with an expression and a reception.
Absolutely. Makes total sense. And I mean, it's, wow, what an incredible, incredibly positive experience. I'm just amazed. And I want to thank you, Joy, for sharing, you know, all the beautiful things that you have done with us today, you know, that exercise, all the wisdom that you've let us know about, all the different modalities that are out there can all help expand our consciousness. And I know you've given some of the listeners out there today new ways of being, in new thought forms to think about, so that they can go follow their next people. I mean, you had such a large, wonderful list of all the different modalities out there. I know that there's something in there for everyone. So I want to thank you for sharing all of this valuable information with us today. And it is time for us to wrap up. We're almost at the top of the hour. And I hear, and I'm really excited about this, after doing that exercise, I have to tell you, you have a complimentary gift for participants in the summit, and I really want to know what that is, because I'm super stoked about getting it now.
Well, it's a package of three MP3s, and there are, like I said, there are three of them. The first one is called All About Awakenings, and again, they're going to hold the energetic vibrational frequencies according to whatever the topic is for each. That's how that works. So the first one, All About Awakenings, is going to be all about clearing and purifying the aura, creating expansion, and connecting you to your higher levels in universal consciousness. The second one is Being Your Divine Self Amidst the Chaos, which supports you in recognizing your lightness of being and following your intuition. There's an alignment with moving forward and upgrading your body's ability to hold greater frequencies of light. The third one is an upgrade, Being Your Divine Self Amidst the Chaos, an upgrade, which it's all about, it clears fear of expansion from the Akashic Records, and you're aligned with a greater awareness of expansionary flow. It's also supporting the body for feeling safe and addressing that the fight or flight mechanisms in the body. And lastly, it's helping you to integrate higher vibrational levels with more ease and grace.
Wow, that's a load. I mean, that is so much. That's going to be absolutely incredible. I'm definitely going to listen to your MP3s, I have to tell you. How can we get this complimentary gift?
Well, I believe the way the summit has worked, it has been put together, there should be a button that you can click on to get to the bonus package page, but I'll also just share with you, you can access it by emailing me at joy@resonatewithjoy.com. That's joy@resonatewithjoy.com, with the subject line, Wake Up Summit, My Bonus Gift. And I will receive your email, and once I've received it, I will take the action to get those MP3 download links to you. Please be patient. Depending on the volume, I'll get to it as soon as possible. But there you go. That's how you can access it.
That's That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. And please remember, everyone, to visit the Summit website at www.wakeupsummit.website. That's www.wakeupsummit.website instead of .com to see what the marvelous speakers in the Summit have to share with Wake Up, to share to Wake Up the World. If you would like to purchase recordings of all the excellent expert interviews from the Summit so you'll have lifelong access to the lessons, or even if you've missed today, you can purchase them at www.wakeupsummit.website, and they will be available until the end of the Summit. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to get Joy's complimentary awakening bonus gift. And before we send you off for the very last thing, Joy, final question, how do you think we can wake up the world?
You know, the world is waking up just perfectly. As I mentioned before, everyone is waking up just perfectly. I feel that the best way we can be contributing is to be aware of our own levels of consciousness and raising our own vibratory levels, at which point you become that conduit. You become that crystalline conduit, you know, as you're walking about around, you know, the world, you are lighting up and sending light codes down into the earth and activating the earth's grid. You are part of the conduit. Your presence, just in that way, as you become more consciously aware, your presence, you are literally affecting every person that you meet. You're just walking by someone and bam, they're getting downloaded with all kinds of light codes and clearings because of your energetic presence. So that would be the primary thing is, you know, honor your own journey and your own path. And wherever you can support, if you come across someone who is actually actively asking for your assistance, then of course do what you can to help the dear one get out of their mind and back into their heart. And sometimes that can be just through an honest, sincere compliment that comes from the heart. You'd be amazed at how heart-opening that is. A smile, a presence, you know, a sincere compliment, just so that there can be, a reconnection back to the heart and an expansion at the heart level.
Wow. Thank you so much, Joy. I think that's a really wonderful way to leave this part of the Telesummit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. It's been wonderful having you. And remember, get Joy's complimentary awakening bonus gift and have a wonderful day.
And thank you so much, Elle. You've been wonderful to connect with, and I appreciate that you've been my partner in this experience.
Awesome. Thank you, Joy. It's been a blessing for me, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.